fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 16th day of November, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome, John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin live broadcasting at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, The John Moore Show. And we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Great way to start the day. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The appropriate tip today is to get your ham radio license. If you don't understand this, well, look into it a little more. It could be a matter of life and death to have that ham radio license and the equipment to go along with it. The patient waiting to greet him, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, which are illegal and available for sale, as opposed to the Berkeys. And the one we like to talk about to get you started is the Ready Pure countertop water filter gravity feed, with instead of the fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot that Berkeys have, we have a solid metal one that will last for generations. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Despite a little bit of a knee injury, I guess, I've been lucky up till now. You know, in my life, I've had very few health issues, if any. But I twisted something, and, you know, one of the tendons on the inside of my left knee is just, you know, needs to be braced a little bit, you know, until it heals.
Yeah. Well, I've had a number of knee injuries going back to football in high school, and they always get better. I found for myself an ACE bandage helps give some support during that healing process. That's what worked for me in the past. Well, good luck with that, and hopefully you'll recover soon and be back to full mobility. Well, Kirk, I think many Americans are surprised at the sheer volume, the sheer number of people who support the terrorists in Palestine. That's a bit shocking for most Americans, isn't it?
I think it's a lack of knowledge. You know, most people don't even understand the issues. They get swept up into, you know, different things, you know, based on sentences that they've heard, or their friends are doing it, or, you know, they have a friend that's Jewish and they somehow equate you know, what's happening now, you know, over in Israel with Judaism. And the whole thing is just bizarre. I mean, it's just it's a way to create a kind of a theater, you know, that regulates how we all feel, you know, our attitude about different happenings, because that's really where the war front is right now. It's in this info war stage, you know, as Alex always talked about. And it's making more sense now, you know, than it ever has before. And we just have to, you know, guard our philosophy and enhance it, you know, based on the truth, which is going to become harder and harder to do as time moves on, I think.
Well, I agree with what you said, but I still want to point out that most Americans are shocked at the number of people supporting the terrorists in public. About a quarter million showed up in Washington, D.C. a few days ago to support the terrorists. Yesterday, they showed up at the Democratic National Headquarters and raised holy hell, and a bunch of them ended up getting arrested. Of course, what they're doing is promoting a ceasefire. A ceasefire is the same thing as surrender at this point in this war. Israel is not about to do that. There's some evidence that the fire on I-10 in California was an act of terrorism, that it was an intentional event, not something that just happened in the as an accident. Some people are prognosticating this could be the first of, dozens, if not hundreds, of similar terrorist attacks all over the country from the Muslim sleeper cells that have been here for years. It's certainly a time to be alert to what's going on in your neighborhood, isn't it?
Oh, no question. I mean, preparedness is always number one. And I know that, you know, my threat indicator is hovering between orange and red. I'm sure most people, you know, that have any information at all, you know, are doing that. You know, the most concerning thing is that I think that what we're going to see now over the next year is a real clamping down, you know, of the internet to try to prevent, you know, truth tellers like us from getting out there and sharing, you know, our experiences and our ideas. I think they're going to, you know, tie everybody's access to the internet to some kind of a digital ID, which really could be a national ID. And it's going to really constrict, you know, everything that we're doing, which is why those alternate forms of communication are so essential. Because so many of us are dependent, you know, on this government-created backbone that we call the internet. You know, he who controls, you know, he who creates it controls it. And this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, but we're going to see this. And, you know, it won't be a shutdown. What it'll be is just a weaning out. You know, what they'll do is be able to control what kind of information you have access to. There's been a lot of instances where people have gone to websites they've gone to for years and they get a message that says that this website is dangerous, you know, this kind of thing. And, you know, Nikki Haley is I think the chief proponent, you know, for saying that she wants that to happen, you know, for safety issues and anti-terrorism issues. So we'll see. All these things play together. All these little skits and incidences tie into one big narrative that they're trying to move everybody toward. And, you know, that we have to have enemies. We have to have violence. We have to have mini revolution in the country in order to keep people sufficiently distracted so that they can move about their, you know, evil agenda. I think that's Absolutely. What we're seeing. And it's shocking that they can get thousands of people to show up and claim support, you know, for Palestine. It is kind of shocking, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is. Well, underlying all this is something that's not talked about much, but I brought it up yesterday. I'm going to bring it up again. In 1939, the oil industry found a massive oil deposit under Israel and Gaza both. Of course, Gaza didn't exist at the time, and Israel didn't exist as a country either. But they found that it's estimated to be at least 2 billion, with a B, barrels of light sweet crude, which is a more desirable, more pricing crude oil. And so what's happened all these decades? Well, here's the deal. The oil was up until very recently under too much pressure for the technology they had to safely recover that oil. There's a belief that they now have the technology to deal with that kind of pressure and safely get it extracted from the ground. And the powers that be don't want the Palestinian Arabs to get any share of that oil revenue. They simply don't. So they're The plan is to expel them from that part of the world, so there's no sharing of the oil revenue, which is going to be multi hundreds of millions of dollars, obviously billions of dollars, multi-billions of dollars. That's not talked about very much, or if at all, in a public forum, is it?
My goodness, yeah, that's very interesting. There always seems to be, you know, some kind of alternate thing in the background, you know, like oil, like gold, like, you know, ancient secrets. There always seems to be something underlying these actions. Very interesting.
Yes. Well, there's a book. If you want to educate yourself, ladies and gentlemen, there's a book, and there's also a PBS miniseries based on the book. A simple two-word title. I don't have the author in front of me, but the two-word title is The Prize. I say again, The Prize. It documents with very excellent evidence the involvement of big oil money, big oil interests in every war beginning around 1900 or so. And it's very clear, to me, very clear and convincing evidence that big oil interests have been active in all these wars for well more than a century. Let's see. Got a distraction here. Looks like you got an early bird Black Friday sale. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, for probably 15 years, you know, we've had people commenting all the time that they're looking for an economical whole house system that will create not only clean water, but, you know, healthy microcluster and energized water throughout the whole home. And of course, this is very different than our drinking water solutions, because if it's going to be a whole house system, it has to attach, you know, at the point of entry of the water, which historically has been a little complicated. You know, we developed a whole house filter called the DynaPure about 10 years ago. It's been very successful. And to that, we've added our brand new Helix Energizer whole house version, and created one unit build that's super simple to install in just about any application for whole house treatment. And it sells for about $1,780, I think, normally, which is a great deal. I mean, you start looking at structuring water devices online, and you could easily pay $2,000 for a structuring device that doesn't even have any filtration in it and doesn't provide any safety, you know, from any of the contaminants. This does all of that. And we're doing a special offer for John Moore fans, early bird Black Friday special. You can save $500 on this very unique system. And we've already sold quite a few of them, actually. And it's very, very interesting. So take a look at that. There'll be a link at some point, John, on your site today, I'm sure, where they can access it. And of course, we continue to have our $100 discount for all the John Moore listeners on our Ready Pure emergency filter as well. So it's an exciting time of year to save some money.
Right, right. Well, that's good to know. I have a Black Friday sale going on myself on Liberator rocket heaters, 20% off the Liberator rocket heaters and the pellet hoppers and the grates that go with them.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It's a substantial savings on the Liberator rocket heater. Well, Kirk, I was just thinking about that attack on October the 7th. I don't know anything about the command and control of Hamas. Obviously, there is some form of command and control. When the terrorists crossed the fence into Israel and they didn't get a response in 10 minutes from the authorities, what should have happened would have been Hamas terrorists call back to their headquarters and say, something's wrong. There's no opposition. And so the command and control should have said, it's a trap, guys. Get the hell out of there. It's a trap. They knew we were coming, and they decided to let us come. That's what should have happened, but they didn't. They went ahead with the invasion, the terrorist attack, and with no opposition from the Israeli military, the IDF. Here's where, you know, if there had been a normal response of the IDF, the terrorists would have been met with armed force, counterforce, within 5 to 10 minutes at the most, not 7 hours. 5 to 10 minutes at the most for an armed response from the IDF. So the men in charge of the IDF decided to put the IDF on stand down in that part of the border. did everything they could to make sure there was not an immediate armed response. And they were successful in achieving their goal. Of course, their goal was to have Hamas have this attack, kill 1,000-plus people, so that the Israeli Defense Forces would have the pretext to have a counterattack. Now, what the history books will reflect is that the attack was just a spontaneous attack in secret, that they totally surprised the IDF and were caught off guard, and that they the IDF took 7 hours to respond. That's not my reality. My reality is backed up by Steve Bannon and his contacts in Israel with the IDF, Mossad, and so forth, that what happened was supposed to happen. And Hamas, command and control of Hamas, well, obviously, at least to me, they were obviously not smart enough to know that it was a trap, that they were meant to be allowed in there to do what they did, thinking they were pulling off this big secret, when in fact IDF and Mossad knew exactly what they were doing, when they were going to do it, how they were going to do it, and let it proceed anyway, allowing more than 1,000 innocent men, women, and children to die in the process. It's a very unfortunate situation, but that's how I see it, Kirk.
Well, I agree with you, John. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt, you know, in anybody's mind that that's the case, that it simply is just a false flag, you know, happening. Like we
what
see
makes
over
it a
and
false
over again,
flag?
Which they always use. I mean, it's the same program. It might be a different story, but it's the same storyline.
You know, I don't see it. How is it a false flag? I don't get that. How is it?
I think that at the end of the day, I think the Israelis planned this well in advance, and if not them, the controllers in back of all of it. I mean, I saw a magazine cover from The Economist magazine. You know what that is. I saw that, I think it was 2 or 3 years old, maybe 4 years old, and it showed on a cartoon, you know, Arab terrorists coming into Israel on hang gliders. On para, what do they call it? It's not a hang glider.
Paragliders.
Paraglider?
Right.
So, I mean...
What makes it a false flag?
What's the odds of that coincidence, you know, happening?
What makes it a false flag?
If it wasn't a planned event.
What makes it a false flag?
Well, the fact that they can use the storyline, you know, to move the agenda the way that they want, when in fact it may not even really be truly representative. You know, I don't believe that attack was representative of the Palestinian people as a whole.
I do. Oh, yeah, they hate
it. No, I mean, certainly, yeah, there's going to be
Palestinians absolutely hate everybody who's Jewish. There's no doubt in my mind about that. That hatred runs so deep and so wide and so thoroughly through every cell of their body. I don't know if you ever met any Palestinians, but I have. And the hatred towards everybody Jewish is something that's a sight to behold. Now,
you would say everybody. Even those that are educated the way that we are and have access to alternative media and do reading outside, all of them inbred hate Israel.
There may be some small percentage that don't, but
I would say the
overwhelming majority of Palestinians absolutely hate Jewish people, from my personal observation. I guess we have a different definition of what a false flag means. So to me, false flag would mean the Palestinians were dressed up like Israeli IDF soldiers, pretending to be something they weren't. Now, the classic dictionary definition of false flag is one ship approaching another ship with a flag that doesn't belong to it.
Right.
So, let's go back a couple hundred years. A French ship would be flying an English flag as it approaches an English war vessel. The false flag would be the English flag that when this is in fact a French warship pretending to be an English warship. Now, a captain who was ethical would at the last moment, and I've seen this happen, bring down the English flag and put up the correct French flag just as the attack was about to begin. I don't make that connection myself with this particular operation. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
No food, no lights, no overflow, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of November. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters with the very special deal on a whole house system. Tell us about that real briefly again, if you would, Kirk.
Well, I think that most people realize in this day and age that they need to take responsibility to filter and clean their own house water. And we have a device that'll let you do that and not only clean the water, but also create an energized micro-clustered water throughout the whole home, which you're going to find a lot of benefits from, everything from bathing to laundry to, you know, just how you feel in general. It's a great device. We've had many of iterations of this over the last 10 years. This, I think, is our best one, and it's available now for a short time at a $500 discount to all the John Moore listening audience. And we can plumb it in a variety of different ways and use it, you know, in different applications. So whatever circumstances you have in your home, we're able to build this and fit it, you know, into what you've got going on. Just reach out to us and give us a call.
Outstanding. We got a couple of calls on hold here. Kirk, first is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, John. Hey, Kirk. Always good to hear you on here. I'm going to tell everybody like I always do when you're on here. I saved tons of money with that Ready Pure system, being able to filter out the water. I don't like fluoride. I'm a anti-fluoride person. I try to get it out of my system as much as possible. And this water filter has saved me a ton of money buying expensive bottled water, which I used to use that. I can't remember what it was, but it was the most expensive bottled water you could buy because it was low on the fluoride. It was like I was paying a ton of money, like $11, $12 for a six-pack of this crap. And so I've saved a ton of money by using your water filter.
But thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I just want to let a lot of people know that because you can save a lot of money if you're interested in filtering your water out. Yeah, I do believe this was false flag. And I will tell you what I mean by false flag. I mean, I believe that Israel carried this attack out, and they did it under the false flag of Hamas. And there's a lot of reasons why I believe that. Either they were, and they may have hired some Hamas to do this, but for one thing, we're finding out that these people, like, for instance, this attack on the on the music festival. We're finding cars there that have been melted down, were burned beyond to the point to where it couldn't have possibly been any kind of provisional weapons that Hamas would have been carrying. These cars were melted, much like we saw in Lahaina, Hawaii. There's photographs of these cars. They're melted. The engine blocks are melted. The wheel wells are melted. And then the first thing Israel did after this attack was over, they took those cars in the parking lot and bulldozed them out of the way to get rid of the evidence. Another reason why I believe this was false flag was because so energy weapons were probably used on the cars and such. Another reason why is because there were reporters. Reporters were actually informed and were embedded to go in with the supposed Hamas people. And we're talking major reporters from major networks, CNN, NBC, all these people, they knew about it. But yet, Hamas leaders didn't know anything about the attack. Some of the Hamas leaders have said, we didn't know anything about an attack. So there was the other. So how did these reporters get in? They were there to go in to make propaganda films, right, for Israel. All right, that's why they were there. Another reason I believe this might have been a false flag attack, and I'll kind of end it here, is that the hospitals themselves, we've had doctors have come out, and I'm talking American doctors who worked for Doctors Beyond Borders, who were over there and served years into some of these hospitals that were attacked, and said they never saw any Hamas anywhere underground or anywhere like that. Even if Hamas was underground, John, all right, even if Hamas was underground, would you attack them on a surface with surface missiles? That's not going to do anything to people that are underground. That's just going to wipe out the people in the hospital above. So there's nothing about this thing, nothing about this makes any sense whatsoever. All we're getting is propaganda. It all has to do with exactly what you're talking about. It has to do with the oil money over there. There's a huge natural gas reserve also over there, not just the oil reserves, but some reports as many as 16 trillion cubic acres or whatever it is under natural gas under there, too. And that's where the problem is going to be, is trying to transport this bottled-up natural gas. And like I was saying the other day, there's the plans for a Ben Gurion pipeline, which goes right through northern Gaza. Right through the north of Gaza is the planned route, which is where they're bombing it right now. So this Incredible. Whole thing was planned. It was all planned ahead for the money, and I think it was Israel that planned it, and I think they carried it out.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my view on it.
Okay, Charlie. Well, thank you for your view. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. We got, looks like, Kyle in Florida. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, good morning, first-time caller. I was wondering what you guys think about the notion that Putin could be playing bad guy to the West, good guy, so to speak, for lack of a better word, because they need regional wars and disputes to go forward.
Hold on. Let's get your thoughts after the break here, Kyle. Okay. Just hold on for a moment.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Great news. We rarely have a sale on Liberated Rocketeers, but we have a Black Friday sale on Liberated Rocketeers in effect right now. 20% off the rocket heaters, 20% off the pellet hoppers. Just give me a call. I'll be glad to take your order and get that ready to get that order processed for you. My phone number is at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Evolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. There's a panel at my website to go straight to his website. And Kyle from Florida, let's hear your comment, please, sir.
Yes. As I was saying, I really feel like the globalists have the entire world, and they really need Russia. However, they can't go forward with their future sicknesses and pandemics and their weather wars if there's nothing happening in Russia, and everywhere around the world people are getting sick and we have fires. So they really need Russia, a part of this new world order. However, Putin has so much propaganda that he can make fun of us about, and he says very encrypted things whenever he gives his speeches. Yes, he claims he's anti-woke, he claims he's Orthodox Christian and all that, but I was just wondering you guys' thoughts on, do you think he's playing a bad guy to the West's good guy, if you look at it from the globalist point of view? Because if they have Russia, they have the whole world, with China just playing both sides. What's your thoughts on that?
Go ahead, Kirk. You got a response?
I think that it's very, very difficult to try to understand exactly why things are happening the way that they are. All I really know is their agenda is moving forward. And I think that the information and the way we interpret it is the key. And so we have to do everything we can, you know, to continue to share what we believe to be the truth over and over and over again, because we have to combat the exposure and repetition that they have. And I think you're right. I think that we don't really know, you know, what Putin's true intentions are. It's difficult to believe that somebody in his position of power, with his background being what it is, you know, could be a super good guy. I don't believe that. I think that he's moving to his own agenda. How he fits in with the bigger agenda and what deals he's made on the side, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. What do you think, John?
Well, Kyle, at my website, there's a English translation of a speech by the top Chinese general, the top Chinese defense minister. And that speech gives the goal of the communist Chinese and involves the Russian, as it involves the Russians as well. So the goal is to colonize the United States. It will become new China. There will be no Americans left alive. The Russians get Alaska and part or much of Canada as their part of the deal. Now there's a guest I have every Wednesday, Jeff Nyquist. He's authored 6 books on the topic of the international communist conspiracy. Jeff has done something very few men or women have done, which is to sit across the interview table from high-ranking former KGB defectors and interview these men at length, hours and hours and hours. Much of what he writes about is based on these interviews. You also might want to read this, if I can recommend one book for you, Kyle. The title of the book is New Lies for Old. I say again, New Lies for Old. It talks about the fall of the Berlin Wall. It talks about the East European communist countries becoming democracies. It talks about Russia collapsing and becoming a democracy. You may say, John, what's the big deal? All those things happened. Some guy wrote a book about it. Here's the big deal. Look at the first page, the publication date, 1984, 5 years before the Berlin Wall came down, 5 years before all the East European countries, communist countries, became allegedly democracies. Anatoly Golitsyn had a job, and he defected during the John Kennedy administration. His job was long-range planning in the KGB. He wrote it, he had knowledge of these things, and escaped about, in 1963, decades before these things ever took place. So I would really strongly suggest, Kyle, that you get that book and read it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call, Kyle. There might be nuances along the way, Kirk, of what Putin does or doesn't do, what Chairman Xi does or doesn't do. It may take 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It may appear to be a good guy at one point, a bad guy another. But keep in mind what their goal is. Their goal is world domination. That's what the Chinese want. The Chinese are convinced that the 21st century is their century. It's not just the United States they plan on colonizing. They've been putting in the infrastructure to colonize sub-Saharan Africa now for decades also. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page spent a year of his life pretending to be a tourist in sub-Saharan Africa with another military man. He was active duty military at the time, visiting all the sub-Saharan African countries and documenting what the Chinese are doing there. They're building roads. They're building dams. They're building airports. They're building water treatment plants. They're building sewage treatment plants. They're building everything they need, power generating plants, to colonize sub-Saharan Africa. Now, given the speech from the Chinese defense minister for North America, I strongly suspect the same plan is in place for colonizing Africa, which means colonizing Africa with no Africans being present. It's a plan, and they're in the process of implementing that plan. By the way, Kirk, they've built a highway that goes all the way from China to Africa. Did you know that?
No, and you know, it sounds like it's time to learn Mandarin Chinese as a second language.
Well, that only if you plan on cooperating with the Chinese as a cooperative American until they choose to kill you.
Right. Well, I don't think that'll happen. But I think that I think you're right. I think you know these countries are being used, you know, again to push this agenda forward. And I think you know we're in a particular stadium, you know, judging, saying, you know, Team A, Team B. And at the end of the day, all the stadiums and all the big players and all the leaders, you know, might be performing to a certain script. And maybe we don't see, you know, who's monitoring and guiding that script. And so we get brought into the individual incidents, you know, of this particular game or this particular series of games. And maybe there's a bigger, wider picture where it's just really all of them against all of us. And those that don't subscribe and aren't plugged into this new agenda are going to be outcasted, censored, and then ultimately killed. And, you know, I think that battle's been going on since the dawn of man. I don't think there's anything new. I think the techniques and technologies change, but I think the underlying philosophy is the same and always has been. And it's tough. It's getting harder and harder. I mean, every day that goes by, I mean, I don't know. You know, they shut down access to free information like we're participating in now. And I don't know what happens then. I think the ham radio becomes a whole lot more important, you know, in that scenario than it is right now. And that's probably something that all of us need to be thinking about is, you know, how we communicate, you know, when we're really fully censored.
Absolutely. Well, it's real easy for people to get caught up in the nuances, the details of what this leader's vision is, what his goals are, just like Kyle has in Florida there. And that's understandable, and I appreciate that. And there's nothing wrong with that on one hand. On the other, getting the 60,000-foot view by reading certain books like New Lies for Old, I'll tell you, Kirk, when I read that book, it changed my life. Everything made sense. Now, imagine, 1963. That's 60 years ago. This man was doing his life's work. He would, you know, from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, he was in the KGB headquarters in Russia, doing long-range planning. That was his job. And he would take notes home with him, secret notes, that if he got caught with these secret notes, he would have been put in jail, if not executed. He escaped Russia with these very detailed notes, which if he had been apprehended, he would have been sent to jail and or executed. And he came to the United States, and he's being debriefed by the CIA, American Intelligence, and MI5 from England. And they're patiently listening to him. They're basically thinking to themselves, "Oh, Golitsyn, come on, give us a break. Berlin Wall's going to come down. All the East European countries are going to collapse and become democracies. Sure, Golitsyn, in your dreams." That's what they thought. That's what they believed. Thank goodness Golitsyn went ahead and published his book before all these things took place in 1984.
Yeah, it's tremendous. I mean, the history and how far back it goes, and you know the planned agenda. I mean, I remember when John McManus was recommending that book. You know, which would have been for me circa 1992, maybe 91, and already the book was how old at that point? That 30 years old.
Right.
You said it was 60, early 60s.
The book was published in 1984. He escaped Russia in 1963. Which means in the late 50s, I don't know how long Golitsyn worked for the KGB, but surely by 1958, 59, 60, 61, 62, he was involved, as I said. It wasn't just him, of course. There was a whole team of men and women doing the long-range planning. And they were planning, say it's 1962. Let's pretend that the East European communist countries all collapse of their own weight and become democracies. What that'll do is get the West to disarm. That was the plan. They didn't do this just to be doing it. The plan was get the West to believe that communism was no longer a threat, so we would stop manufacturing weapons that could be used to oppose them. That was the reason they did this, Kirk. Now, here's what we're supposed to believe. Look at East Europe, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Bulgaria. All these communist countries, they all had a communist dictatorship. They had all had a secret police force, a standing army. What we're supposed to believe is that 1989, young people in their late teens, early 20s, gathered at the capitals of these countries, jumped up and down singing, "We want blue jeans and rock and roll and freedom." And all of a sudden, without a shot being fired, all these countries that had standing armies and secret police all collapsed without a shot being fired. That's what we're supposed to believe, Kirk.
Incredible. Incredible.
And people believe it.
I remember watching a session online, I think it was 3 or 4 months ago, where the fellow who I follow was talking about how the entire music industry in California, you know, in the mid to late 60s, was started, you know, with an intelligence agenda in mind, all part of the program, you know, the whole free love and all that whole business tied directly to the music. And at that time, and all that music was orchestrated by intelligence agencies. And that, in fact, I've never been who was the, trying to think of the name of the rock and roll guy in the late 60s, California, who then killed himself, who was kind of weird. And I've never been a huge fan of that period music. So I can't, the name isn't coming to me. His first name, I think, was John, as yours is. But anyway, evidently his father was a senior naval intelligence officer. It's all very interesting. You know, you get into this and, when the storytelling started, and I think it's just always been going on. And, we're looking at it, listening to these things. Many things are designed to, you know, create emotional responses in us. And it's very, very super effective, you know, it comes down to this master battle, you know, between good and evil. The only hope that we have is in Christ and in our ability to, you know, share the story. And that's what we're called to do. So it's all very interesting.
It is. We got a caller here. He goes by Happy Moose up in Canada. Morning, Happy Moose.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Wonderful. What's on your mind, sir?
Good. I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents in the conversation here. The caller earlier was wondering about Putin, and he mentioned that the Russian Orthodox Church, it sounds like the caller is confused, but is looking for the answers. Part of the answer, I'm going to tell you right now, is a smoking gun document. It is dated July 29, 1927, and it's a declaration of loyalty to the USSR of the Russian Orthodox Church. And if you're interested in researching this topic a little bit more, you can search it under the term Sergianism. And Serge was the guy who, at the time, was an imposter head of the Russian Orthodox Church, who is, in fact, controlled by the KGB, by the Russian government. At the time, it was the Soviet Union government. And once again, it's dated July 29, 1927. So the function during the Soviet Union era was that people would go to the church, do whatever they did at the church, and by Monday morning or Tuesday morning, people would lose their job right after going to church. That's the function of the church in the Soviet Union. Today, what the church is doing is a lot of public PR work, making people think that they're wonderful Christians. And so while the Russians are doing all their moves, supporting pariah terrorist states and groups, etc., they flash up the church as sort of a buckler, a shield. So the church is shielding them from the accusations or the questioning of a much more evil plot. So that's part of the answer for you guys, and I hope that this gives you a little bit more insight into this issue. And that's all I have
okay.
to say.
Well, thank you, Happy Moose. That's some great information. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful okay. day, John.
Okay. But Kirk, it sounds like Happy Moose is a serious researcher, doesn't it? We got our last
very,
break.
Very well thought out comments.
We have our last break. We'll be back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland, in Dixie's land where I was born in a
back. Now we're back. Okay, Kirk. Kirk, you have about 2.5-3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day. And by the way, no show on Republic Broadcasting, no live show next Thursday or Friday, Kirk.
Thanksgiving.
That's right.
We still have a lot to be thankful for, folks.
Absolutely.
Even given the environment and the circumstance. You know, one of the things that Michael Yon talks about all the time is, you know, the environment. You know, don't watch what's happening. Take a look at what's happening in the environment, you know, and how the environment is being affected. And when you start doing that, it's very, very interesting. It's much easier to see, you know, how things are moving forward. So I think, you know, even like the attitude for a lot of young people that different forms of internet censorship is okay. You know, they think, well, you don't want to say anything that's bad or nasty or criticizes anybody else or makes anybody feel bad. You know, all this whole business, that whole philosophy has really been ingrained in a lot of our young people. And so I think a lot of them are going to be for or just, you know, absent from thinking about any real accelerated censorship program. And I think that's, we need to fight for our freedom of information online and you know, the First Amendment in every way that we possibly can. I mean, I think that's the biggest battle for the next, especially as we head into this election. You know, we all hope that there is one. Meanwhile, back here at Water Revolution, we've got two big specials going on. One is our brand new whole house equipment called the Dyna Energizer. And I'm sure there'll be a link available, especially for John Moore listeners on his site here in the next day or so. And it's a $500 discount on this piece of equipment. It is an incredible piece of equipment. I put one into a house in the city of Charlotte about a month ago, and they are just delighted with the quality of the water there and what this has done for them. And I know you will be too. And then also our ReadyPure emergency water filter. You know, two things you have to watch out for in this season. You know, one is heat, you know, the ability to heat your home. Should the electric go down, you know, should you be unable to get your heating material, be it propane or heating oil? And the rocket heater is the best way I've seen ever to do that. And you said, John, that was a 20% discount.
20% right? Off everything. Yeah. The rocket heater, the pellet hoppers, and the extra grate if one person wants one.
Incredible. I mean, this is something everybody, we have two Amish kitchen queen stoves in our main house that we never use that are there just in case. And I have other ones in storage. And, you know, these heaters are great. You know, the difference between that and what John has, John's is a whole lot more economical to operate, you know, this rocket stove, number one. Number two, it hides the smoke, does it not? I mean, it's not.
There is no smoke. It's not hiding smoke. There's nothing to hide. There is no smoke.
Incredible. So it's very efficient.
99.5% according to the EPA.
Well, that's
you
efficient.
You safely burn pine and cedar and softwoods.
That sounds great. Yeah, check it out, folks.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. You too.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.